With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. At least one person has been killed, more than a dozen others, including eight children, injured after an argument becomes a shooting at the Super Bowl victory parade for the Kansas City Chiefs.
It was supposed to be a day for celebration and fun, and then there was deadly gunfire. Kansas City, Missouri Police Chief Stacy Graves.
The people who came to this celebration should expect a safe environment.
The gunfire, after the team had left, sent terrified fans running for cover.
There was screaming. We didn't know what was happening, but this day and age when people run, you run.
She spoke on KMBC-TV. Parade goers captured video of people giving victims emergency care. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The person killed was a local radio DJ. Also at SRNnews.com, at the same time the Biden administration is trying to force Republicans to approve billions more dollars for Ukraine, the White House says America is facing a serious threat. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he asked the White House for more information about the classified issue.
Last month, I sent a letter to the White House requesting a meeting with the president to discuss a serious national security issue that is classified. In response to that letter, a meeting is now scheduled tomorrow on this matter here at the Capitol with the Gang of Four and with the president's national security advisor, Jake Sullivan.
Johnson said he was not at liberty to disclose the information, but he said he wants to assure everyone there is no need for alarm. Republicans are calling on President Biden to take a cognitive test amid concerns over his mental fitness. Mike Johnson today said the report on Biden's handling of classified documents shows he is unfit to serve. His mental acuity has come under scrutiny after special counsel Robert Hur characterized him as an elderly man with a poor memory. This is SRN News. An Austrian court rules that a baby girl should never have been born.
A doctor in that country will have to pay tens of thousands of dollars in damages because he failed to warn a woman that her unborn baby was carrying a disability. The child was born, and the woman says she would have aborted her if she'd known about her disability beforehand. The Austrian Supreme Court has ruled the doctor is, quote, liable for the full maintenance costs of the child if the birth could have been prevented. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism is on the rise in this country. Most Americans are aware of that, according to a new study released by the American Jewish Committee. Three-fourths of the general public now believe anti-Semitism is a problem in the U.S. The percentage is even higher among those non-Jews who know someone who is Jewish. About 90% of Americans say everyone's responsible for fighting the problem. In fact, anti-Semitism is on the rise all around the globe. This is SRN News. Well, if you waited to the last minute to shop for that Valentine's Day gift, you're not alone.
Nearly half of U.S. spending on Valentine's Day flowers, candy, and cards occurred between February 11th and February 14th in 2022 and 2023. That's according to Numerator, a market research company. Walmart says about 75% of its Valentine's Day sales happen on February 13th and 14th. OpenTable says last year 30% of Valentine's Day dinner reservations were made the day before, and 18% were made on the holiday itself. Keith Peters reporting.
The FDA approves the first ever medication to treat frostbite. Arlemin is an injection used in adults who have suffered severe frostbite to help reduce the risk of toe or finger amputation. A trial of the treatment found patients who received the medication saw a lower risk of amputation. More details at SRNnews.com.